Moncrief on News Talk.
While it's obviously welcome that our government wants to tackle online child sexual abuse material, there are two proposed measures, one from our government and one from the EU, that many view as problematic, perhaps an invasion of privacy and a tool for mass surveillance. Brian Honan is chief executive of BH Consulting, a cybersecurity advisory firm. Good afternoon, Brian.
Afternoon, Sean.
Run us through what Jim O'Callaghan, the Minister for Justice, what's he proposing to do? Or what would he like to see happen?
He would like to see happening that companies like Meta would introduce into WhatsApp a backdoor that police will be able to use to eavesdrop on people's encrypted communications. So if you and I are having a conversation online and one of us is a suspect for a criminal activity, that the Gardaí could, with a flick of the switch or up of this back door, be able to eavesdrop on our conversations and perhaps gather evidence for criminal prosecutions. Now, the problem with that is that encryption is a scientific maths.
Yes.
It's either it works or it doesn't work. You really can't introduce a safe back door into encryption. So you either have encryption or we don't have encryption is basically the premise people like myself and others with a technical background will be saying.
Yeah. Now, and I also imagine that WhatsApp and Signal and the likes would be highly reluctant to give a back door. For precisely that reason.
Absolutely. And there's a company called Signal, which is another secure messaging app. The UK last year tried to bring in a similar regulation. Signal have said that if the UK brought that regulation in, they'd leave the UK market. I know we're going to talk about the EU chat control proposals, and similarly Signal threatening to leave the EU market. That happens. The UK government last year asked Apple to allow UK law enforcement agencies to have access to our iCloud storage because that's encrypted by default. So all your data, if you're using Apple and the iCloud, is encrypted by default. But the UK government wants to be able to do that. So what Apple have done in return is rather than potentially put all their users worldwide at risk to this, have disabled encryption for backups for the UK market.
So. Right. Okay. So and perhaps Jim O'Callaghan's proposal is more wishful thinking. The EU's chat control regulations looks like it might be more of a live prospect. But now, explain the technical difference there, because that's not strictly speaking a backdoor into the service itself.
Correct. Yeah, and there's a subtle difference there in that the proposal for a backdoor encryption is literally that. Put some code in the backdoor that law enforcement, other government agencies can eavesdrop on the conversation. The EU chat control proposal is to put what's called end-client scanning on your device. So before you send a message via the messaging platform, be that WhatsApp, Signal, or whatever it is, it will be scanned for child sexual abuse material or indeed any other material governments may feel they want to scan for. And that will then be sent to the EU Centre for Child Abuse Material, which will then inform law enforcement if there's anything to follow up. So in effect, what they're doing is they're scanning your message before it's encrypted. So yes, it's not a backdoor technically into encryption, but undermines the whole premise of encryption. True encryption means that if you and I are sending secure encrypted messaging over the internet, only you and I are the ones who can see the message. No third party or any third party should be able to do that.
Yeah, and presumably that would also mean if this proposal is passed, that everybody who gets a new phone and then downloads WhatsApp, that's in the WhatsApp.
It would, yeah. And even if you have an existing phone, my understanding is that Meta and all the other messaging providers would have to adjust the code in their app for the EU market to update everybody's device.
Yeah, so, okay. And it would, now, a scanning for child sexual abuse material is one thing, but it could also scan for anything?
It can scan for keywords or whatever. So the regulation currently allows scope for national governments to expand that scope. So, you know, today we may trust a government or various governments in the member states in the EU, but can we say the same thing 6 months, 12 months, 18 months down the road, that these governments or indeed other agencies could look and try and use this to
and is it up to each individual government what they would scan for?
So the regulation has it should scan for child sexual abuse material, which I know, let's be clear as well. It's abhorrent and it needs to be dealt with, absolutely. The regulation is to scan for potential for that material, but it does allow member states to add in extra components that they may want to scan.
Yeah, now one or two European EU governments have set their face against this. Who are they and why?
Belgium would be one, for example. They've turned around and said that it's a monster against privacy and it doesn't work. The Dutch government has said so. The Dutch intelligence services actually have cited this proposal as being a great risk to their national security. And in fact, the regulation actually carves out that law enforcement, politicians and military agencies don't have to have these client-side scanning installed on their devices for security reasons.
Mm.
So it's kind of one rule for you, one rule for them.
So the argument then is that if this scanning if a national government has the technology to kind of, before you even send a message, but effectively it is hacking into your WhatsApp messages, if they can do it, some malign actor could potentially also do it.
Yeah, we're painting a potentially huge target on EU users for authoritarian regimes or other regimes outside the EU who aren't friendly towards us, to try and monitor what's going on. And it could be all communications. It's personal communications, business communications could be at risk here.
Yeah. Has anything like that ever happened before?
Not like this. We've had issues before, absolutely, where governments have abused technology. So I think the big one people may remember is Edward Snowden from about 10 years ago, where he highlighted how the US government, in cooperation with other Western governments, were spying on everybody's communications, in effect doing mass surveillance using platforms that we're all using on the internet, like social media platforms, etc., that they're all looking at them, and including even bugging Angela Merkel's mobile phone at that time as well. Mm.
Yeah. So at the moment now, could we infer from that given that Jim McCallum would like to actually hack WhatsApp, that he's going to be in favour of the chat control regulations, for one?
Potentially. Like, obviously, this is at the EU level, so it's our members of the European Parliament who will be voting on this, and the first vote is coming this Friday, which is a big milestone.
Mm.
And then the next vote will be in October to determine whether or not it goes ahead to be law. So we're close to the wire on this, as whether or not it becomes a reality.
Yeah, well, as far as we know, are there any national governments keenly in favour of this?
The Danish government will be keenly in favour of it. They currently hold the EU presidency, and it's one of their goals to have it in place as part of the EU presidency. Ireland, by the looks of things, is in favour of it as well. Hungary is in favour of it too. Hmm. So, yeah.
Now, interesting, because somebody said, imagine what the likes of Orban would do with this ability. It's a terrible exactly, idea.
Yes.
But they obviously have faith in this technology, or faith that it will work.
They do, but, you know, my concern and other concerns, like today, in fact, over 500 scientists based in the EU have signed a letter of protest against the chat control. And the concern is that, A, the technology is not mature enough. B, the proposal suggests that we're going to use AI to scan for the content in these messages. But, you know, AI has not proven to be reliable so far.
Like, well, I mean, this system that they have even now, where, you know, this is potential scam. Like, if I order a pizza on a Friday night and I get a text confirming that order, I'm told that this is potential scam.
Well,
this, you know,
exactly.
Spam,
as I said to you just before the show started, using AI, I'd done a search on my name and it told me I was dead in 2002.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry for your loss, actually, by the way, Jim. You're doing well in it. So massive potential for it to be abused.
Correct.
And used against us.
Yes.
And it means we're trusting future governments to remain warm and cuddly and not surveil us all.
Yes, exactly.
But I would imagine that if the people that they're trying to catch, and, you know, WhatsApp has been used because it's encrypted, mm-hmm. it has been used by criminals, it's been used for child sexual images. But presumably they know that, the people engaged in these practices, so they'll go on to, I mean, if, you know, they can enforce it on the, like, a WhatsApp, but can mm-hmm. they enforce it on Telegram, on the Russian version
and,
of that?
And that's kind of a, if you like, a loophole in the regulation, is that, yes, any organizations operating or selling their services or providing their services into the EU would be under this proposed regulation. But any other services outside the EU wouldn't come underneath this. And therefore, criminals will move to those platforms, and some of them are already using it. And we have this big debate and talk about the deep web and the dark web and how scary that is, and that's where a lot of the material is. But actually, a lot of that material is indeed on the open web and on many of these social media platforms being openly shared. It's just that many of these platforms don't have the incentives to tackle these properly. And I think at the core, that's what the regulation is trying to do, is trying to force these operators to take a more proactive step to tackle the problem of child sexual abuse material being shared in their platforms. But I think it's, you know, it is shocking that if you're an operator of a platform, you have to be forced by regulation to try and deal with this material, you know.
Indeed. What would force them, in your view?
Well, appropriate regulations and enforcing regulations now. I think the concern we have is that the current proposal is like the equivalent of trying to open a nut with a sledgehammer. You know, this is potentially, as we said, open for abuse to provide mass surveillance. The argument being, well, you know, this happens on these messaging platforms, this happens on these social media platforms, therefore if we monitor it, we can stop it. But the, you know, alternative argument could be lots of crimes happen at home. Lots of abuse happens at home. So why don't we put CCTV cameras in everybody's rooms and everybody's houses? And therefore, if crime does happen, the police have that material to react to. Like, I think people often think of the online world and the message they use as being rather benign, I think. And I think we have to maybe take a step back and understand the risks that they bring and that they are here forever now. We're not going to go back to a pre-online world, and we do have to deal with it. But I do think the investment and the money that is being proposed to support this regulation is probably better spent in supporting our law enforcement police forces around the world and in Europe to give them better resources, more people, more training, more tools to deal with this. We have services such as the Irish Internet Hotline who do great work in trying to take reports from people. So I think many people aren't aware of the Irish Internet Hotline, and basically it's a free service that if you come across this type of material, you can report it to a hotline and they will contact law enforcement to get it dealt with in an appropriate way. So the resources are kind of there, and if you were to spend more money
Well, perhaps, but it's like I've interviewed people before who kind of are engaged in this kind of work, and it seems to be whack-a-mole, really. It's so prevalent. And there's so much of it, it's impossible. You're always playing catch up on it. So I can see the temptation perhaps that this is one big move and that'll make a big difference, but it's not going to stop it appearing on websites or on Facebook or Twitter.
So it's not going to stop it. It's a way to maybe try and tackle it, but how it's going to tackle it is disproportional. And we're kind of trying to undermine everybody's rights in order to catch a small minority of people doing this.
But the service providers, the likes of Meta, who are hosting a lot of this stuff, how can we, you know, realistically get them? Now, we can put fines on them, but every time the EU fines Meta, Donald Trump has a conniption and threatens all sorts of things.
And that is a big challenge we have. You know, we do need to better enforce and ensure that these platforms invest their appropriate money and resources in their own internal systems in detecting this stuff and dealing with it and reporting it to law enforcement, and better cooperation with law enforcement. You know, I think there's many moving pieces to this problem, and I think we're better off sitting back and trying to invest the money in the right places and get those pieces working together better.
Ryan, thanks a million for coming in to talk to us today. That was Brian Honan there, Chief Executive of BH Consulting, which is a cybersecurity advisory firm.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.